So first, let's establish some context by answering the question, what is Maker? Broadly speaking, Maker has three main components. First is a freely traded token called DAI, which is meant to be stable over short and medium-term time increments with respect to the SDR, a basket of common national currencies. All the moving pieces of the Maker ecosystem work together to achieve this goal, and it is Maker's main product. Next, Maker has a stablecoin engine, which is a system of smart contracts deployed on the Ethereum blockchain that will manage the DAI lifecycle and hold the capital reserves that back DAI in excess and give it its value. And last, Maker is a community of people who work together to launch the DAI and will maintain its stability over time. Membership in this community is distinguished by possession of a token called MKR. The MKR token empowers its holders to manage the portfolio of capital reserves, and it absorbs unexpected risk from that portfolio. Next slide, please. So, what's been done in the last year to build out this project? First, the community of MKR holders that has formed around the project has become quite strong and dependable. We meet every week for a public conference call where we discuss high-level objectives and allocate resources towards the development of the stablecoin engine. It is my opinion that their competence and enthusiasm is Maker's greatest asset because of the importance that they have in maintaining the stability of the DAI. Because Ethereum development is so new, our dev team started from first principles when building out Maker's core technology. First, a build tool was created called DAPL, which is meant to manage multi-contract systems like what is intended for the Maker ecosystem. After it was working, it was used to create a composable smart contract framework called DAPSIS, which solves the problem of access control in a multi-contract ecosystem in a generalized way and establishes many useful Ethereum development patterns. Both of these tools are open source, so anybody involved in Ethereum development can benefit from the hard work that we've put in over the past year. Once DAPSIS was completed, the components were assembled into the MKR token, which was launched last February and audited by Piper Merriam. Since it was launched, it was audited again last August by Peter Vecinas. Because the MKR token is primarily made up of DAPSIS components, if you're interested in using the DAPSIS framework, I encourage you to read these two reports. Thanks to the because we laid down a unified development environment and laid such a strong technical foundation, after launching the MKR token, we were able to fast follow with Maker Market, which is a decentralized exchange where the MKR token can be traded for Ether and soon other ERC-20 compatible tokens, and the initial test launch of the Maker auction contracts, which make up a critical component of the stablecoin engine infrastructure. Throughout all of this, our main focus has been on safety and responsibility, even when that means trading off on developer velocity. And we will continue with that design philosophy going forwards. What that means is it will be a long time before a robust, production-ready, formally proven stablecoin engine is deployed onto the blockchain. And in the meantime, we want to meet the Ethereum community's needs for stablecoins. That's why I'm excited to announce Maker's newest project. Next slide, please. It's called the Simplecoin Project. And what it is at its core is an independent platform made up also of DAPSIS components, which will allow anybody to create their own centrally administered stablecoin controller. That means that you will be able to go to the Simplecoin website and create your own rule set, such as feed providers, accepted forms of collateral, and who can be holders or issuers of the Simplecoin, deploy it, and use it to start meeting your or the Ethereum community's needs right away. We want to do this for a few different reasons. Like I said, the main reason is that we want to meet the Ethereum community's needs for a stablecoin. It's basically impossible to run a business or a decentralized project without a stable form of value transfer. The next reason, the next reason is we want to create an incentive to create the off-chain automated market-making components that are necessary for keeping a stablecoin stable, such as trading bots, arbitrage bots. We really want to get feed providers online and any other type of trading bot. And we think that creating a market will be an appropriate profit incentive to get these pieces of critical infrastructure, critical off-chain infrastructure, online. And last, the MKR holders want to create an environment where we can see different stablecoins in the wild and judge for ourselves what works best before we launch the stablecoin engine. We want to create a rich token ecosystem where you can have a lot of different stablecoins to choose from, and then allow the best ideas to win in the marketplace. To that end, I'm going to give you an example of two different potential stablecoins that could be launched. The first one is called Shrootbucks. The owner is Dwight, and the max total supply is 1 million Shrootbucks. The reason that is a max total supply of 1 million is because the only issuers are Dwight, Jim, and Pam. And that's the amount of collateral that they're willing to put forward towards the project. You see here that in the collateral portfolio, they're backing it with 1/3 Ether, 1/3 Digix Gold token, and 1/3 Decentralized Capital's DUSD token. And that allows them to hedge risk regarding any of these one projects, and it gives more confidence to the users of Shrootbucks. As far as the profit incentive goes, you can see that the target price is 1 SDR, and holders pay a flat registration fee. This would be a good stablecoin for somebody who is having a crowd sale, like a different Ethereum dApp, and then immediately wants to hedge risk for a limited period of time. It wouldn't be one that would be good for consumer usage. It's convertible to ETH on demand, and you can see in the bottom that the collateral ratios require 3x ETH, 2x Digix, and 1.5x DUSD, which reflects Dwight's opinion about potential volatility with those different collateral types. The next one is Stanley Nichols. Stanley Nichols, you can see, doesn't have a max total supply, and that's because the issuers list is open. You can see in the bottom that you have to register with KYC with Stanley, but if you join Stanley's cooperative, then you can split the profits of the 1% fee when you convert out of Stanley Nichols and into ETH. This is a completely different approach, and it benefits holders because with no max total supply, it could meet as much demand as there is for stablecoins. But you can see that Stanley's opinion is that he would rather have just ETH and Digix splitting both 50-50 and with a 2x and 3x ratio to Digix and ETH respectively. We're really excited about the Simplecoin project. It's pretty much ready to launch. It's going to be up pretty soon. We're talking with partners right now about launching Simplecoins. So stay up to date. Get excited. There's going to be cool new options for meeting your needs when your dApps and you need financial stability. If you want to know about how Maker works, I didn't discuss that at all, please check out the white paper, docs.makerdao.com. And if you want to get involved in the community, it's a very tight-knit community, but we love to have new members, join chat.makerdao.com. Thank you very much.